Do you have a name for the gentle sound made by horses when they're being fed?
We don't have any horses.
Okay.
We used to have, but we don't now. We call him the, when we did have him, let's see, what was it called? They fed the horses and cows.
She's talking about the sound that the horse makes when he's eating, but I don't know what you'd call that.
Would you call it a neigh or a whinny or a nicker or something like that?
Not when he's eating, I wouldn't.
Well, maybe when he's when he thinks he's going to be fed.
They do. They nicker.
They nicker, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what we would say, I think.
Okay. And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this, that children like to pull?
That's a pull bone.
What happens when somebody gets the long end?
Well, you make a wish, I think, and the one that gets it.
It's short.
Yes.
Oh, is it short end?
It's a short end.
Oh.
They get that wish.
I believe that's right. Oh, maybe it's a long end. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? If the first growth has been cut and then it's grown back again?
Out in the yard, the clover that grows, is that what
in
you say?
In the field.
In the field.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know what you would call it. That you've already cut, or that you'll have to cut again.
That you'll have to cut again.
Oh, well, you'd have to say that you cut the field again, or I don't know what you'd call it.
Would you call the part that had grown back, would that be the second growth or second
crop?
Yes,
it'd be the second growth if they'd cut it once before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that bread that's made out of cornmeal?
We call that cornbread.
And what other things are made out of cornmeal?
Well, we make you make muffins, or we call it egg bread, or make dressing. You put cornbread in your dressing, your chicken dressing. Mm-hmm. You just make a lot of things with cornbread.
Do you ever fry it and deep fat?
Well, we make make what we call batter cakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that with cornmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah,
is that the same as pancakes or flapjacks?
Very much, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You
but I think they're better. I like it better than I do the pancake. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever fry or boil it with greens, cornmeal?
Boil it with the greens? Mm-hmm. No, I never have.
I think she's talking about dumplings, cornmeal dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
But I never have either.
No.
I never had long hair. but old people I know, my grandmother used to do that.
Okay, what do you call cornbread if it's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake. Excuse me a minute, I won't stick that mouth.
Oh, I'm
not sure. Won't we?
Oh, where were you? Oh. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Oh, soft cornbread. Mush.
You whispered to coach it.
Mush. I don't make mush.
But we do know though, don't we?
Yeah, if that's what you would call it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Oh, we'd call that, that you make at home light bread, but what we'd call it.
Okay. And what do you call a round, flat pastry about this big with a hole in the middle that's made out of baking powder?
Oh, donut.
Okay. Do you call it anything different if it's made out of yeast instead of baking powder?
Well, I don't know. It'd be the same, wouldn't it?
Okay.